Hello and welcome back to the Canceled Podcast.
So I was exhaling vape smoke like a piece of
Yeah, that'll be good for my extreme illness.
Oh, my bad. I'll go this way with it.
Honestly.
Send her over.
Red Rover.
I just want to thank you guys for showing up today.
But I didn't know I had the option.
You've done
I'm
it
just
all.
Kidding. I wanted to be here. I love you guys so much.
Brooke is wildly sick. Paige is
wildly nervous, horrified.
Don't be nervous. But
this feels almost like the, I always reference it as the rainbow tarp episode, which is just like, oh my God, dude.
See, they only want me on.
Yeah, no, they're coming to get
they're
you.
They're plotting.
The rainbow tarp episode, which there's got to be a better name for it. It's kind of like how the other one's called the Marianne episode. Like, it's just like pivotal moments I remember. The rainbow tarp episode, I feel like we all were like dying and then somehow our like one third of each brain cell together, like it made for what I thought to be a really great episode.
I love that. That's a really beautiful story.
We leave for tour tomorrow.
Are you ready?
At all.
Dude, I am like the biggest idiot, like literally ever though. Like, it's like, I can't blame anybody but myself. I was just downstairs watching the last episode of Canceled and I'm like, I had just gotten back from Vegas and I'm like, this is my last time going. This is my last hurrah before tour. Like, wait, I'm not whatever.
And you
I
were playing poker, right?
I went to Vegas again this weekend.
Did
this
you do
past
well?
Weekend.
Oh, okay.
Again, like 7 days after filming that one, final weekend before we leave, I go to Vegas and I'm like, I'm going to go for 24 hours on Friday. I left on Tuesday.
Never.
Yeah, that it's never 24 hours. And we know that by now.
But like Friday to Tuesday and you're going to leave only one full day to do everything before you leave for tour. And then it's like,
I
I'm
did that
stressed.
To myself too. And I wasn't even in Vegas. I just did that because I just wanted to make things harder for myself.
Oh yeah. We've been jam packed today. I'm not kidding. Like doing cartwheels all over LA. We have not had like a split second
and it's like
to
like
breathe.
Monday, you could have come home from Vegas. Monday,
yep.
Dunce hat, corner, time out. It's just like so f-ing stupid.
Dude, I didn't even like bother texting you to be like, hey, like you want to come home anytime soon? I knew that you were going to leave at like the last possible f-ing minute.
Dude, I had like a beautiful flight on Sunday too. And I just like watched it pass.
Mm-hmm.
Like just sat there and watched like the flight about to happen and was like, there's Tetris on the sphere. Like, go home. It's so bad.
Gotta hang with the emoji sphere.
It's just, I hate LA. I don't know what it is lately. Like, the only reason I went is because I was like, it's Friday and there's nothing to do with this weekend.
That's okay. We're about to be in Springfield, Missouri.
That's
actually, we start where? Vermont.
Burlington.
Season of the sticks.
I can't stop. I can't. There's something that's going to feel so.
Wait, I'm excited. There's going to be a reference in every place we can talk about. They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs.
Where did he say it is?
Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah.
It was that close to home and I didn't know this.
Not my Springfield, but a Springfield.
Springfield, Massachusetts. Holy fuck, get me off the mic.
Is that not the funniest? Oh wait, we're going to Springfield, Missouri.
No, we're going to Springfield, Mass.
Oh, really?
And it's Springfield, but we could just still, I don't know.
It still works.
Dude, I spent an hour today. Mind you, I'm sitting here talking about how I have no fucking time. I spent an hour today trying to get Winnie to like do a trick for like the they're eating the cats and dogs TikTok. Like,
that's
getting
hilarious.
Suitcases to pack. Should we just start off talking about the debate? I feel like we fucking have to.
Honestly, yeah, it feels right.
It was so good. Not good, but like so entertaining.
Kamala swept the floor with him.
Absolutely.
Mopped the fucking floor.
Like, it's so, I don't know how far I want to take this, but it's actually embarrassing because the people who were saying that she had a bugged earring. Did you see that?
Oh my God, yeah, I saw that everywhere and then it got debunked. People thought it was the Bluetooth earring, but then it's a specific
I
Tiffany
know, but it's
style.
Just like, it's just like the rigged election. I'm like, you guys cannot lose anything.
And like, don't
and I
you
do mean
think
you guys.
If she had a Bluetooth earring, if she had a Beats clip on,
don't you think she would have been like,
that she would have gotten like a forward facing blowout? Like, you're not gonna have your ear out. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly. She only had one tucked behind her ear, too. Or
like,
she had like,
if I had
like adjusting some shit.
If I had a Bluetooth earring live on the canceled stage, I would like braid my hair like this. Like, you know what I mean?
I'd be like, wait, what? Or like, imagine she like got some words wrong.
My favorite moment was when she turned to him and, you know, with everything in her power, she wanted to say, you motherfucker.
And I almost think that was like deliberate. Like, you know how like in Obama's speech at the DNC, he did he like did the little like crowd sizes and like it was like a joke.
Like,
I think she did that almost on purpose.
I agree. Especially because
it's well known that her favorite curse word is motherfucker.
What's your favorite curse word?
I can't say it. It starts with an M and it ends with a.
Okay.
not E-R.
Oh, really?
And it was like the perfect beat with what she was saying. She's like, this,
yeah, this
man.
But she was so brilliant. But honestly, it was a lot of like everyone was saying this. Even the the guy on Fox went on and he was like, yeah, I bet they're celebrating over there right now. I'm like, when he sees that, he's going to literally jump. I hope.
The cats and dogs shit and like the I have plans shit. The memes,
I have a concept
insane.
Of a plan.
Can I tell you something right now? Last night, I was awake until like 6 a.m., obviously scrambling around here trying to figure out if a black corset goes more with camo pants or a white corset for a show in Vermont where it literally doesn't even fucking matter. Pack the corset and go to bed. It was too late to text this to Paige. It was like 5 a.m. and I was embarrassed that I was still awake. And I was like, I'm not going to send Paige a TikTok right now. Like, she'll be disappointed in me. You're literally my mom. I was like, it's too late. I'm up past my bedtime and she'll be disappointed when she sees it in the morning.
Like, I know she was up until 7 a.m. Mm-hmm.
So
anyway.
I texted it to myself to remember.
That's actually hilarious. And did you remember?
At 5:02 a.m. Like, I was just too embarrassed to send it to Paige. But this is one of my favorite memes that's come from the election. That Trump's claim about people eating pets perfectly syncs to the Peanuts theme song.
But how did they figure that out?
Please? I don't know, but I love people. This is why I love the internet, because who the fuck figures this out? Are you ready?
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
Like, how the fuck?
With the Snoopy song. And someone figured that out within 5 minutes.
Have you seen people do that with like the intro to Chapel Roan's song?
Which one?
Ultra Modern Girl.
I don't know if I know it.
Oh, it's so good.
That's the thing, is it's like, I knew Trump was going to be Trumpy, but like it surpassed my expectations.
Dude, he's just like a wind up toy. You pull the string and he has the same five phrases that he repeats every single time.
The
he
immigrants. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
China. Yeah. The wall.
Dude, so many Taliban. People were like, and this is again how you know I'm so fucked in the head. Like, I had just come home from Vegas gambling all weekend, and then I found out too late that people were like betting on the election, like sports betting, or not the election. Oh my God.
On the debate. You should, now's the time to bet on the election, though, I'd say.
Oh my God, I'm going to.
Did you see? Well, yeah, you did see. Taylor endorsed Kamala.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Uh huh. Speaking
with
of cats.
The cat.
Yeah.
Very cute. Said childless cat lady.
Oh, I love her.
Did you see that? JD Vance? His speech?
Mm-mm.
He's like talking shit about like the people who basically he's like, and they're just at home, these childless cat ladies. And everyone in the crowd was like, oh, that's not.
And that's why Taylor said that in her thing. She is so deliberate. Like, and just like intelligent with her words.
I also think she was very deliberate in when she decided to endorse Kamala, because like she's been withholding that information from us for a long time, and she chose right after, like, you know what I mean, like the best time ever, when it's like he's already down. Now let's just push it over the top. Now I've got
some insult to injury.
It is crazy, like the Swifties pull. It's.
She did say like she encourages everybody to do their own research and make their own decisions. She didn't say vote for Kamala.
Right.
But like if she wears blue, like there are no blue tops at Zara for 6 months. Like it's just like by nature, so many people will like, you know, that was a horrifying example. But again, I'm frightened.
You know, Trump's shaking in his boots.
But
and then he's going to call the election. Well,
does interest me.
I'm getting too passionate.
Is like how like Kamala's official TikTok is using like the dolphin meme, right? Like, and obviously this is all being so memed because it is like a lot of shit that's going on in the political world right now is like so memeable reality television, right? Like, do you think that our generation is going to vote? Like, I hope they are. Or are they just like making TikToks and like watching? Like,
I think a lot of people aren't actually going to go out and vote.
I hope they do. I've been keeping up so hard with the Cody Ford and Tiana Robillard drama.
See, that's something I don't know about.
So we met Tiana in London.
Love her so fucking much.
I've talked about this with Ty several times. There's something about her that's like,
she's so magnetic. I can't even describe it.
Like, I'm enamored by her. I think she's so beautiful and like, I just really remember like hanging out with her and being like, but I feel this way like about you guys as well. Like, how could anybody do that? Especially just their story in the sense that like he cheated once behind the scenes. And she said, if you do this again, I'm out. Like, she gave him, you know, like more of an opportunity than he even deserved. Still went on to get engaged to this man. Then he did it again. And he's mad that she brought it online. It's like, I would have mopped the floor with you round one. So it's like, you know,
right.
And so now he's on some godforsaken podcast in someone's studio apartment. That I don't know actually literally where it was. Immediate retraction. But and he's on this whole fucking tangent about how A, that he would never take her back because of her going online.
Oh, and I would stab him.
And, brother.
And talking about it. And it's like, it's so funny how often men do that. Like, where the fuck do you have the gall and the wherewithal to and the balls to fucking assume she would take your like bum cheating lying ass back? Then he goes on this whole tangent about how she still has one of his Balenciaga jackets. Okay, but if all you're doing is flexing Gucci flip-flops, fuck it, hit your bitch in my socksing, you can't come online and whine about one Balenciaga jacket like that.
Like you cheated on her multiple times and you're worried about a jacket.
You're also negating your entire like hotshot flexing image by like whining over
if you're Mr. Moneybags, just go buy a new one.
And yeah. then after jacket V1 gate, uh-huh. Come to find out. So first of all, he's dating like a girl immediately after being with her. So then it's like, did you even care about the engagement at all in all the years you spent with her?
Oh, and isn't she already wearing Tiana's jacket?
And ooh. So this girl also kind of resembles Tiana and is posting with this guy. I've just never understood a bitch who is immediately ready. Sorry, girl. I'm not lobbying any hate here, but it is hard for me to wrap my head around a woman who wants to immediately be with a man who just like cheated on someone, especially in like the realm of engagement. And you know, he's probably like, oh, well, she's crazy, but it's like,
yeah, that's duh. What I was going to say. Yeah. In those situations, it's always the guy telling them a completely different that's story fair. That nobody knows
that
about.
That is fair. Mm-hmm. But like this one is so public that it's like 1+1=2 on you your for you, baby.
I know, but and I've been so, that stupid before.
That's fair. And so
not defending her, Team so Tiana.
But then this bitch posts on her grid in Tiana's jacket. So you had the gall and the wherewithal after your new great value up and up version of Tiana is posting in the jacket to then be fucking mad about your Balenciaga jacket. Like, oh, this is those
crazy.
Equal. Like, you got a refund.
Oh, that's wait, fucking crazy.
Is the jacket a women's jacket? Is it clearly like a girl's jacket? Or is it like a...
My heart's she could have thought it was his. I know you're so passionate.
I am so passionate because I just like fucking love Tiana.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, is it his jacket that they both wore or is it her jacket?
It's so funny because it could be a 3XL and I'd be like, it's her jacket. Like, I don't give up.
I know. I don't like, I'm not defending the situation at all. I'm just trying to understand context. How this happened because if I saw a girl's jacket, this actually happened to me recently. I had a guy be like, oh, you can wear like my ex's thing. I'm like, no, I can't. And I got so mad. Oh my God.
Do you know my ex? Why
guys do that? Like that's happened to me. Guys do that. Like what the?
Babe, you could just wear theirs. It'll fit you. And it's like, do you not know why that's not okay to say to me?
My ex has been wearing my fucking Vivian Westwood necklace for the past 8 months.
Paige.
That's a gay person. Okay. And there's nothing wrong with that.
You know, Paige. I asked that shit back too, and he goes, oh no, I lost it. I'm like, I know you have it hidden under your fucking pillow.
With his claw clips, babe.
With like five of my thongs.
You want to talk about your relapse? Wait.
Oh God.
Oh yeah, we
can
do.
Can I also just say it's so funny because like we're on such opposite sides of TikTok. Like you guys have that going on, and you know what I have?
What?
Rock competitions.
What the fuck is a rock competition?
Rock cleaning competitions.
What do you mean we're like two people clean a rock and whoever?
Aaron, are you on this side? It's like a bunch of people.
Aaron felt like weird attack.
that felt mean.
I don't know, autism talk, but it's all these people who are like racing each other to like clean and polish rocks as fast as they can to like see who's reflects like a mirror first.
Should we do that on stage?
I was just going to say that's so weird you took the words out of my mouth.
Like you guys are on drama talk and I'm on the loser has to swallow talk. It
the loser has to chew it until their teeth look like what I won't say because I've grown.
Oh my God.
You know, but
I know what you
to
were gonna say.
Cup. There was like four options they all fit. Who's to say I'm not on aught talk either though, you know, because it's like I just wanna like if I see one more of those dolphins, I'm actually gonna like forget the alphabet.
Dude,
like,
I know
like I have forgotten the alphabet.
But you know the Greek one.
I do. Aww. That's my pick me task.
Will you tell us about your relapse, please?
Fuck. Okay.
But I know you have to be careful, and obviously you can explain why you have to be careful.
Nah, I'm not even walking on eggshells. Let's air it out.
Good for you.
All right, so, oh God, I didn't even tell you this.
How did this happen? Like, what was the first move? You? Oh, Paige. That's
yeah,
okay.
So I texted him.
It's funny because I think said, Rainbow Tarp episode. What? God, make me stop referencing that. You were talking about how you were like clean off him, showing your
but
cerebral.
But you were good, and I said the ball was in your court, and you were so powerful. So long as that was true.
Well, full relapse here. Oh, I fully texted him. I said, "Hi, I'm off my meds."
The things you never say to a man.
It all being centered around your mental health, like sending back your cerebral when you're in a good spot, but then saying, "Hi, I'm off my," like, that's funny.
Well, like, I have to let him know what it is.
It's kind of like backhanded, like, "Hey, I'm
relapsing
out of my mind, so I'm texting you."
Yeah, exactly.
Were you just like, was just like the rose toy not hitting?
Was it
too overwhelming? And you were like, "I obviously have to self-harm." No, if anything, I think my life has been really boring lately.
So which
is just—it's not even boring. It's just been good and stable, which to me is like,
yeah.
I don't know,
we had this talk last episode. Sometimes you just want to create.
I just
chaos.
Had to like, throw some spice in there.
Yeah, that's why I have a gambling problem now. Like, it all comes out.
Yeah, like you just swap one addiction for another. My current one's going to be this man. So, texted him. I said, "Hi, I'm off my meds." He said, "In a good way or a way that I shouldn't enable?" And I said, "Probably shouldn't enable, but I want you to." So then this man FaceTimes me. Not even 5 seconds later, I'm like, "Oh no,
this is a beautiful love story."
Something's brewing.
And I hate to support it, but keep going.
I know. So he FaceTimes me. We have this whole conversation catching up. And he's like, "Well, what are you doing tonight? I'm not busy. If you want to come over, we can like talk, have a bottle of wine." So
talk
immediately.
And have a bottle of wine. Let's get serious here, Paige.
So I was like, "Yes, of course. I would love to have a mature platonic friend conversation with you over
Let's
a bottle
talk.
Of wine."
Let's
I said,
gawk.
"Should I bring?"
No, you brought your knee pads. You know it.
I brought Scrabble.
Why is that so like, much funnier? Like, you're spelling it out like...
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah, right. I'm like, "So what are we?"
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't get there.
At all. And you know what? I know he watches too because he confessed. So if you're watching, it's fine.
Boo.
Right. So anyway, I go over there. We talk. We have wine. We talk again.
Oh, it's
and,
like that.
Well, the next
was
morning...
Was it immediate?
No. We actually did talk. We had great conversations, great catch-ups. He told me he watched the podcast. And
do you know she holds his wiener when he pees? Which I think
I
is like even
no,
weird.
That's not weird at all. Don't let her make you think that's weird.
I'm not, so, okay, I'm sorry. Because please. Who the hell am I to shame anyone for anything, right? I'm just like...
Yeah, we know what you've done.
Wait, I also want to know, I texted you the last episode that I was editing, or like watching. You say something weird during sex and you never text me back.
I know, I left you on scene.
God.
Why don't you tell her what it was?
Can you please just right now just... I need to know.
Tell her what it was.
I'll share one with you.
Share one. Go first.
Wait, will you share one?
If it depends on what yours is.
Okay. Can you start? Because I need to reference the degree of severity.
This is... Okay, so for those who don't know, because I might cut it out of the next podcast, I still have the liberty. You know what I mean? To like cut it out of the episode you're referencing.
Okay.
I was essentially saying that I was having this conversation with Ty. We somehow both said something that we like will say to someone when we're having sex. Ty said his, and then I said mine. And I thought like I was just saying something like not that bad. And then like Ty couldn't look me in the eyes for an hour. Like,
no.
Like type shit. So then it made me self-conscious about
I don't
what,
think it's
what
that
I was saying.
Crazy, but I don't think you it's something you should
say
share
it.
Online.
Wait,
yeah. You should know it.
I was going to say it with your chest into the mic.
Okay, I'm going to have to bleep the last two words. So Oscar, do this one on your own. You got this, okay? We can leave in the first two words.
Oh no.
Fuck. No, I can't. I actually can't. And it's so funny because you know me. Like, I come on here and literally talk about avatar porn.
Yeah.
So it's like, Ty made me feel bad.
Okay, well, let's rewrite but this.
I don't think it's that bad now that I'm thinking about it. And I think I know what it was.
Here's what I want to say, okay? Obviously, like, I'm 26, okay?
Hey, we don't need the fucking backstory.
In this amount of time, I've been able to kind of figure out what I think works.
Okay.
You know, like, fuck your... And then you could add,
but
like,
oh wait, that's crazy. Not even just like,
okay, but again, this is like a Mad Lib. Like it's interchangeable for like seven different things. Like it doesn't have like that's one of seven pieces.
But then I thought she said, and I thought she said.
Like and
what
not,
about my fuck my
yeah, but like it's yours. But it belongs to you.
Why? It's not me, dude. I'm not the one busting a nut from that. I'm literally red.
No, you're just the one saying it, babe.
Oh,
but wow, and I think some crazy shit.
Give us one of yours.
I feel like that's not even, well, actually that one's like a little.
I just want to clarify that that's like one of like 20 rotatable phrases. And I'm going
to
throw up. Many.
Can you text them to me? Because I need new ones to try out.
Three. I had a third point as to why this is okay.
I feel like mine aren't like that crazy.
I say a lot of crazy shit.
I just
though.
Say like, you know,
obviously it's me. I can like,
it is crazy
up.
Though how different guy to guy will be. Cause like one guy you can like, you can be like daddy and the next guy's like, why the fuck would you say that?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not in my experience, just what I've heard.
So no one else is sure.
I don't really have good one. Like I'm not like really that vocal.
Yeah. I feel like you're very like,
I just hit some like Mariah Carey, like
some whistle tones. Yeah. No, I just hit the classic. Like,
and I hope you know I'm not doing this every single time. On, sorry to cut you off. I know I didn't.
No, this is good. She keeps. I'm saved by the bell. I'm just thinking about like Bill and Joel watching this.
Why not? Click out Bill and Joel.
Yeah, please, Jesus Christ. Oh my God, you make me so fucking wet. Hide me. Da,
yeah,
da,
okay,
da.
Okay. I'll hit a good.
Yeah, yeah.
I need more therapy.
I hit that one two nights ago, and I was like, me, and then he was like, wait, really? I go, wait, actually, no. Like, I came to my senses.
Literally came to your senses.
So long as you're not, well,
Red Rover. Mm-hmm. Okay, before I continue my story, you know how people...
Oh my God, I'm so sorry for the segue.
No, please. You know how people who have like had amputated limbs get like phantom limb?
Yes.
So I lost a nail and I keep going from like this distance to scratch my face.
That's really funny.
Phantom? Can I know a little more about phantom limb?
So apparently...
So you're telling me right now, and I don't actually know how to demonstrate without being offensive.
Yeah, don't try
I'm
it,
not. I'm actually going to sit back down with my limbs.
Why did that feel backhanded? I'm going to actually use my limbs.
No. You're saying that phantom limb would possess me being like, oh, my water.
No. It's like if your leg just got chopped off, they can get pain in their leg even though it's gone.
Oh, my God.
They'll be like, oh, my knee hurts.
Oh, my water. I'm literally crying. I hate this.
I don't even know what is happening.
She just reached for her water bottle without using her arm.
Oh, okay.
But, like, essentially.
Yeah, I was just like, imagine, like, right now, I was like, oh, my babe. And then I was like, oh, fuck, that's no, like, that's but, what I thought phantom limb meant.
Brooke is, if you have, like, an amputated limb, like, you sometimes still, like, get the sensation that it's there. Or, like, you can feel pain or, like, nerve endings.
That's
and it's not
crazy.
There.
Or, like, you know how when you cut a lizard's tail off, it can still move its tail? Anyway, keep going.
What do you mean? What do you mean it can still move its tail?
Yeah, the tail will move. The tail will keep moving even though it's not attached to the lizard anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's like chickens with their head.
But that's kind of like how when people cut off their finger and they like put it on ice.
Or have you ever, what's the fish? What's the fish that you can eat that like is still moving when you eat it?
I'll never know or be a part of that.
Okay.
That's terrifying.
Tom
Fu. But anyway, yeah, so I keep itching my face from out here because I have phantom nail.
Back to the man.
Back to the computer.
Okay, yeah, so we talked, you know. That night, we really caught up.
Yep.
Talked horizontally.
Yep.
Some good combos. And then the next morning, I did my classic. I roll over, I grab my phone, call my Uber. And he was like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm just going to go home. And he's like, well, no. He's like, I want to go get ice cream. And I was like, okay.
For breakfast?
Yeah, I don't know.
I like him.
I don't.
Oh.
So he was like.
She does. Look at her kicking her little feet.
I know.
Feet are planted. 10 toes down. 10 toes down. We spent like, essentially, we spent like the whole day together. We went prancing around Santa Monica Farmer's Market, went, got coffee together, worked on his car. I was like, do I look like Megan Fox from Transformers?
You literally do.
Thank you. But I like didn't leave his house until like 5:30 or 6 p.m. Next day, wake up, go about my day. I get a text from him at 5 o'clock and he's like, what are you doing tonight? Can you be at the Palladium by 8:30 to go see McGee? And I was like, honestly, sure. So went to a concert with him, had... a time straight out of like a rom-com movie, except for there was no calm. Nothing about this is funny.
You're back in it.
Yeah.
She's like, and that's why I'm walking with a limp today. I'm just getting
but
so
are
much
you happy?
Honestly, yeah. Okay, and I will be real about this. Like, I think now that I've had some time away from him, I can actually see it for what it is. And like, I don't have him. There's no limerence here now. No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
But that's what I kept saying when I kept going back
to Mr.
Big.
It is the tale as old as time.
Is it?
I think so.
I get it. Cause you really believe it. I really believed it. And like, I knew what it was, but it still hurt me the same.
Fuck.
Even though I knew, I was more aware of.
I tell this to people often. Like, if you have a fuck buddy and it's just a fuck buddy and that's all you want it to be, I think you should still... And I get it. Some people can't like two people at once, mm-hmm. but like be going on a date or two or like imploring other things.
It's the most important thing. She would tell me that all the time and I never listen to her because I'm like, I already have somebody. I don't want to put the energy into it. If I had done that, I could have avoided my whole Mr. Big situation.
Well, that's the difference this time. I do have someone else.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Are you, who?
I met him
literally, and I mean this with my whole fucking chest, as if they took man one to a lab and Elon Musk made him again. Like, I've never seen.
It's his clone.
They look identical. They act identical. Like, it is, like, fucked. It's fucked.
But man number two really likes me. Oh, that's the difference.
Well, yes, then that's all you needed. Yeah.
So I met him at my friend Nikki's wedding, and we immediately hit it off, like, instant chemistry.
Wait, hello, you told me about this. Yes. This was your version of my...
Yes.
Yes.
Straight out of a Paige movie. Kept saying that she was a... that she was attracted to this man because she walked in into karaoke and he was queening out to Chapel Roan, like performing, like, but saying like, I wanted to fuck this guy so bad because he was queening out is like the most bitchy.
Brooke, I have to be so honest. I went the entire night talking to him thinking that we were queening out together. I really had
like
no idea.
Gay?
Yes. And then he started kissing me and I went, wait, what's going on? And I was pleasantly
like
surprised.
Your biggest fantasy.
I know. So, everything's good around here.
Wait, that's good.
Seriously, I think like now I can approach it. Like I've taken him off the pedestal. There's no limerence here. I think I can like really see it for what it is now. And like I see him in such like a different light.
Yeah. So long as you just don't spend too much time with him. That's a mistake I would make. I'd go right back to normal.
Yeah.
And I would be there fucking 5 days a week. And then I'd want to kill him, like die.
Fuck, and I have to text him back. No. I'm supposed to see him tonight.
Honestly, though, I'm proud of you. Keep the two. I accidentally...
Play a little game right now, even. Like, say you're going to see him and then bail last minute. Like, give him a little of his own medicine. Haze him a little. I know you're watching this. I don't give a
yeah,
fuck, motherfucker.
Dude, no, never mind.
I know. I don't think he likes me. So I'm just honing in on that. No. Queening in on that, if you will.
He does really like you.
Fucking ass. Well, I was going to say ass hat. Take a nap. You're weird.
Like, you guys should go hang out.
Like, fuck.
But yeah, so I relapsed big time.
It's okay. Mm. It happens to the best of us.
It does. It really does.
Sorry, I just had war flashbacks, literally.
I saw it happen.
Mm-hmm. I have so many random topics for us. Like, it's actually insane.
Me too. I have some goofy ones.
Do you guys know what Tom Brady looks like from memory?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, like if you close your eyes, you can really picture Tom Brady right now, right?
I'm from Massachusetts.
So last night he was like the cover of my Netflix screen, like just his face.
Do you know how much he made? Sorry.
No. Oh my God, I kind of want to know.
I'm working on myself.
You're perfect.
I think you're perfect. You're fine.
Say it.
They gave him a $375 million contract to be the correspondent for Fox. Mm-hmm.
And everyone, it was kind of interesting in the football community because everyone thought he was just kind of like, fuck this shit, I'm out, like gonna go be on a farm or whatever. That's what Makoa tells me.
No, he
couldn't.
He tried to leave football for his wife and then she left him for jujitsu instructor.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And he kisses his son on the lips.
Yeah, makes out.
So obviously it was like rumored he was dating Kim Kardashian, like even like Nikki Glaser in the roast was saying like, I wanna fuck you so bad. Like it is commonly discussed that like Tom Brady's hot. Like, do you guys think Tom Brady's hot?
I think he looks like something happened to him.
I think it's like when someone's
not in a bad
too
way.
Perfect.
Is that offensive?
When someone's
like hilarious.
Too perfect. Like
the Ken doll thing creeps me out.
Like bleep this, obviously, but like a like it's yes. Like, yes. It's like uncanny valley to me. But now
know,
am
everyone...
I just look shaming Tom Brady? He's obviously hot to the rest of America.
No, he's like, no. Obviously traditionally hot. I don't like when he smiles, I feel like it looks like his face hurts.
Like that one. Like, it looks like that he was, like, made in a factory.
No, yeah, he's hot. He's like for that. Sure hot, though. I don't know what I'm talking about. He's hot.
Yeah, no, he is
yeah,
hot.
But then there
but
it's like...
But, like, Channing Tatum, I feel the same way. Everyone's like, he's so hot. I'm like, doesn't do it for me.
But
Zac Efron,
I don't
same
feel that
thing.
Way. No, but Channing then when Tatum isn't like cookie cutter sexy. He has, like, kind of...
Some
like,
grit.
Yeah, he has some grit. He has, like, fucked up teeth. Not fucked up, but, like...
You're so stupid. Okay, when he smiles, wait, I kind of want to be the sun.
Wait. Please cut me saying too.
Brooke, you are so funny. Please leave it. It's so funny.
He doesn't. I just mean he.
I just said I
want to
be Tom Brady's
teeth.
Son. So I mean, we're really doing great over here.
I missed that.
No, it's good that you did. And then I reset
can
it.
I, you know,
reset
it. Can I tell you the worst thing about the canceled podcast?
What?
Well, maybe just in top three. I always miss every good joke she has because I'm just I can't pay attention to what she's saying sometimes. No. No, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. No, stop. I'm getting red.
I'm getting so red. Right
I'm
now.
Getting red. That's not what I meant.
The
I meant
is fitting for you today.
No, I meant like I'm I'm just absent-minded, and I'm always like for some reason thinking about like where the conversation's gonna be in 10 minutes. So like sometimes I'll miss like her best jokes, and then it sucks so bad to watch it back and realize I could have responded to something so funny and I missed it.
But also like I do just
sometimes it'll be like
say,
while we're both talking at the same time, so I don't hear it, and I'm like, oh god, that was a good one. What was on the last episode?
We always just talk about though, like I'm always like I'm just swinging, and then sometimes I hit. Like I'm always saying, you know what I mean? So
but
it's not like
so funny, and that's my biggest thing. I need to pay closer attention to what you're saying, and I know that's my job.
No, I think we're just here to yap. I don't give a fuck. Like, we're fine. Okay, can we also, yeah. Not to circle all the way back to the presidential debate, but like, I've been seeing a lot of my For You page as well right now is like the guys who go out and street interview the Trump supporters and like,
yeah,
so
and they just don't
funny.
Even, well.
Yeah, it's fucking insane. Like, they'll be like, how do you feel that Biden said, you know, you can abort a baby after birth. And then like they'll ask the Trump supporter and they're like, Biden for prison. That's horrible. And they'll be like, wait, Trump said it. And they're like, actually, that's amazing. Like, it's just the most insane shit I've ever seen. And then Trump said this on the debate last night, which is, are there people out there? Like, I am like boggled by this, scrabbled by it, if you will. Okay. Wow. That there are people out there that genuinely believe there are abortions happening after 9 months. You're telling me people are out there believing that they're like yeeting the baby and snapping its neck at 9 months?
I think there are. Or, I mean, now there are because, you know, Timmy in Missouri was like,
what did Trump say during the debate? He was like, and they execute the babies after they're born.
He said, I bet even after birth.
Yeah. So random. But I saw a TikTok the other day and it was like, I want to hear your weirdest, like, hear me out. For a person
oh, this
or
is
a
my
character.
Favorite dinner table conversation.
Okay. I want to go around and say like your weirdest hear me out, either like a person, an actor, like unconventionally attractive, or like a character, someone weird. But or get
is
weird
it just
with
a per- oh, I was about to just give you hot takes
yeah,
about like
yeah,
anything,
yeah.
But
yeah,
like, or is it a person?
Like someone that you'd fuck.
Okay, so we're or something. Hear me out, a person.
Yeah.
Or something, okay.
Or like a character.
Okay.
I can start.
Okay. I think you should, it's right.
Rango.
Okay.
Isn't that like that really
funny? Were you the one who also likes the uncle from Lion King?
Scar?
Yes.
So hot.
Paige?
I like him.
I completely understand.
He looks, that is
that's
my
Pete
type.
Davidson.
That looks like every ex-boyfriend I've ever had.
Oh, you ate with Rango. You ate with Rango. I don't even know if I can top
for
that.
For sure.
Look at him in the cowboy hat.
Oh, I have so many.
Yup. Scrawny little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I need to...
What's your hear me out?
I said Scar from The Lion King, but...
Now I gotta look that up. Hold.
So hot.
Scar, or Aaron's looking it up, I guess.
I like when we use this. It makes me feel like we're Theo.
I know. Ugh.
Sexy.
No.
Wouldn't struggle or resist.
But you have to know his personality.
Okay, I have one. Where I also agree that you have to know the personality.
Is this bestial? Like, are we allowed to say it's a cartoon?
Mm. Yeah.
Squidward.
You lost me.
No. First of all, how would you? You would not even get along.
Like, and there's a lot of different, you know.
I think I already did the whole handsome Squidward thing.
Mm. Yeah, you've already been around
not
the block.
Handsome Squid. No, but just Squidward. Like
regular Squidward.
Yeah.
You know like, what? You know what a big nose means.
I was just about to say this pussy on his nose.
I What's love that. From?
I don't know.
That's not where
some
I was
song.
Going. What is that?
What are other hear me outs?
Oh, Paul Dano. For like an actual person.
Hmm?
Maybe specifically as the Riddler.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you have me with this.
See, that's why it's my weird hear me out.
I don't know
wait.
Who that is.
Oh, got it. Hello, Voldemort.
No. And I like even know, but I just need to look again.
Kind of yeah. Get it.
I get completely get it.
He looks like he's really been through some things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if you'd want to sit on his face though. It might be anticlimactic.
I need to look up one for. No. Like I'm into
a smooth
it.
Red.
I'm super into
and you
it.
And you slide right off.
Never mind. Too far. He's like got a drain on his face.
I was Voldemort.
I'm doing some market research over here before I announce one.
Right, right, right. I do have this weird fetish. I think I've told you before, like this kink where I really want to fuck someone like in a Scream mask, but almost like not, or like Michael Myers, but like, not know who's weird. Like under
like
it.
He's wearing it. Oh, you don't know who's under it.
Yeah.
I would
fuck
the Burger King.
Yeah, that's something to tell them, the people back at Cerebral about.
Yeah, I need to check in with them. Weird, but I mean,
I'm not king shaming.
Okay, okay, thank you.
I think that's like hot and iconic.
Right. Like Michael Myers, so hot. That is a hear me out.
That doesn't even feel like a hear me out to me. Michael Myers could get it every single fucking day. That doesn't
No,
feel like,
I don't fuck with a wide neck.
So hot.
I do, like when your hand can't make it.
Not well, that your I'm hand's not supposed man. To be able to make it. She's like,
but like, there's a difference.
Would make you feel so tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And I need that because I got mitts.
Nikocado avocado.
So I wasn't familiar with him before this.
What?
Right? Were you?
Yeah. Because Trisha. Like, Trisha's always like been kind of a stan of him, right?
But yeah, I remember seeing him like back in the day.
Well, I mean, he kind of started the...
He does like mukbang, like really, really terrifying mukbangs.
Yeah, but like, yeah, the trend of, in my opinion, like rage baiting mukbangs. Like, oh, like jelly beans
to make
like
people upset.
Nikocado ran so Jelly Bean Sweets could walk.
I don't know who Jelly Bean Sweets is.
Nikocado walked so Jelly Bean Sweets could run. I don't know how
the
phrase was.
Neither of them are running. Thank you.
It was that. It was that.
Yeah.
No, but he would like eat so, like pure gluttony. And he would like make... He would like make a point of it, like barking at his food type. Like,
oh,
it turned into like a serious rage baiting thing because there was a point where he was like needing like a CPAP breathing machine stay alive. But then like housing 30 munchie meals from Jack in the Box type shit. And people were like, I know, it sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. People were livid. He's still been posting this whole time and then just comes online a couple days ago, gaunt as fuck,
yeah,
saying
he's like two he steps Nicole Richie. Ahead.
Babe, he's skinnier than me.
No, dude. But you couldn't inject all of the like Wegovy, Mounjaro, Ozempic that every Real Housewives of Beverly Hills has taken in the last year and like get like that.
No,
like,
he wouldn't inject it, but he got gastric bypass.
Did he?
And like a skin surgery,
Well, because he doesn't have loose skin. That's why people are like, or talking about him being
AI.
Maybe AI. But what I find most unbelievable about this situation is his ability to bank that many videos in order to be posting that often, especially if it's that extreme of eating.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I 100% agree with that. Like,
but it's,
I was like, just imagine us trying to bank like 2 years worth of shit to like come back as like a sister Mormon wife.
Or with BBLs.
Right.
Sorry. Ooh.
Yeah,
kind of good.
I'm Mormon wife with a BBL.
But it's so funny because he's like being so cryptic about it. And he's like, two steps ahead. I am always two steps ahead. But
it probably got his brain
no,
too.
But he, but he's like, this was the best social experiment ever conducted. But it's like, wait, what was the experiment? Like, am I missing something?
Just like, be like, you were bullying me and look.
But like, welcome to the internet, I guess. But like, what was he doing? What was the point? Like, where was the experiment?
I think it was just to show like,
he won at a game that only he's playing. Like,
yeah, I guess that's I think it's just trying to say like you all were hating and now I'm the third Hadid. Like I am gone. I turned to the side and disappear and y'all thought I was on the CPAP with nachos. Like I think that's the whole point.
It is kind of like jokes on you guys. Cause like here you are engaging with my content and I've been skinny. I've been out here skinny.
I guess. Healing, healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, like I'm just happy for him because he's probably doing well, right?
Like feeling healthier?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got, obviously, like, you know what I mean? The Apple dance, obviously, as like a timestamp is kind of genius because obviously then people could argue that he reshot the content before.
Yeah.
But I guess that little...
Proved
that. But...
Oh, he did it as a skinny person?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but then why is there a part of me that's also like... I kind of think it's AI or like someone's doing the Apple dance and then they're superimposing his face.
Like he's dubbed or what's it called? Deep faked.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
That's what I would say if
yes.
There was a sex tape of me, unless I was slaying.
Do you remember like you would go on Jib Jab and like put your face
hell
like on the
elves? Yeah, that's my favorite thing to do. Are you kidding? Like that's what it reminded me of when I
that's
made Tana
exactly
dance.
That's what they're doing.
I kind of think that's what he's doing.
Nothing is funnier than that. Still to this day, like doing that on Christmas, it lights my fucking soul.
We need to send out postcards this year. Christmas cards.
Oh. I think we are on the Patreon.
Oh my God, oh, we have cute. To do like the elves.
We're like stepbrothers.
I identify as skinny. What happened to his hair?
That's what he
wanted that.
Everyone's calling him like the White Drake.
Why is he kind of giving Andrew Tate to me?
He does. I think it's the bald head. But I like that haircut. I think I prefer him bald.
I'm going to say something that... Oh, wait. Okay. So can you go to YouTube and then click up? Because I've only seen the TikToks. I want to see. But still, white wall. Like, a part of me thinks there's something we still don't know. Like I wouldn't.
Or maybe
be...
this is a social experiment to see how much more attention he gets when he's skinny. And then he pops out and he's like, no, actually, I'm still fat. Oh.
38 yeah, click that. Million views.
The Holy panda shit. Head. It's all giving ketamine to me, too.
Who are we to judge?
Me waking up 5 minutes before
this
my alarm.
Has been the greatest social experiment for my entire life. It's alluring.
Bro
it's
thinks compelling. He's the Riddler.
It's great.
Me when I get hammered for the weekend to y'all. Just like
greatest social experiment.
Me when I order vapes without you having to ask.
Ideas. Rivalries. Where they feel encouraged and engaged. Where they involve themselves.
I wish it was a marshmallow helmet for no specific reason.
They become a product of influence.
Keep it playing, just right where
thirsty
we're at.
Thirsty for a distraction from time unspent, spoiling their minds, yet stimulating them at the same time. It's brilliant. And
but then, like, me trying to reach the word count of an essay. Like, what? I get what you're saying. Like, what really is
the point?
On an ant farm.
Can I see him like just without? No, please.
And infect the minds of the ants.
But this doesn't feel like AI to me, actually.
Brainwash.
Fuck, hold on, I have to answer this man.
You are the ants.
Yeah, I think his brain might be a little scrambled.
Today I woke up from a very long dream. And I also woke up having lost 250 pounds off of my body.
It's so dramatic.
This is literally everyone in Hollywood after like one Ozempic shot, though. it's whatever. I mean, but you also have to think about like to ever be doing what he was originally doing. You got to be a little silly, goofy.
Yeah, something has to be a little bit like screw loose.
Yeah. So,
but same here.
I want him on the canceled podcast.
I just want to know what the two steps were. Like,
I guess like I pre-filmed all this content and while you were all mindlessly hating on me for something that you thought I couldn't control or change, I was controlling and changing it. So therefore I'm ahead of you. By exactly two steps.
Wait, if you could
damn,
conduct,
you won, I guess.
We right. should conduct a social experiment.
I'm just not smart enough.
Me neither. I'm two steps behind at all times.
I couldn't agree with you more, same.
That Olivia Rodrigo song.
One step forward.
Actually,
two
me.
Steps back.
I've been touring houses in Vegas, and there's been this house that's like my dream house. Like, I'm like, this house is so gorgeous. Like, grand staircases. Like, the casita of the house is already turned into a podcast studio. All this stuff, like, or like a studio.
You should have known right then and there.
Like, I know, but I just didn't put two and two together. But, like, I'm just on Zillow and I'm looking through this whole house, but get this. And it's like, you know what, like, a grand desert home looks like? Like, everything's kind of tan and brown or whatever. The walls of this entire house are purple suede. And I'm like, do I get this house and just like redo the walls and like whatever? Mm-hmm. And I'm on this whole tangent because I'm like, especially in Vegas and in the neighborhood it's in Vegas, like it's very unlikely in my opinion. Like just that, whatever. I'm on this whole tangent. I'm like, who the fuck would have this house and do this to this house? Like it's gotta be like just someone who's a little wild, whatever.
Yeah.
And I went on this whole fucking TikTok tangent that I'm still fucking pissed about. I flew to Vegas to tour this house and I got scammed up, down, left, right, boots, the house down diagonal, sister. Okay. Which I can tell you about if you want, but whatever. Anyways, I make this whole TikTok and then Bunny texts me and it's Jelly Roll's house. She's like, if you want to tour our house, it's for sale. And I'm like, Jelly Roll would just take this like Vegas desert mansion
in, like,
and paint it the purple. Walls
purple.
Right. Like purple suede. And Shut she's like, up. We can change the color in a day. Like, we have a team. Like, of course you have a team that can make a whole 6,000 square foot mansion purple in a day.
So was like, it like the house that you got scammed by or like no, the real no, estate no. agent?
Like, Bunny saw my TikTok about the house. So then she was like, hey, ours is for sale. And I was like, that's weird. I almost looked at it, but the purple suede kind of had me, you know.
That is so funny. Like, what are the odds of that? I guess high because like podcast studio purple suede walls, like, of course Bunny
it kind of just
there.
Fucking makes me want to get it because I'm like, if Jelly Roll like it's this so, house, no, like this
I,
house.
I, would, yeah. I would get it just to be able to say like
Bunny I bought Roll, Jelly Roll's
yeah,
house.
Bunny Roll, I said.
Bunny Roll's house.
Bunny Roll used to live here.
And well, just like good energy in there.
I am just pissed as God is there at mm-hmm. real estate agents for real. That's true. There's probably such good vibes in that house, which I do care about. I don't know. I found this house on Instagram Reels, which I know you can already have a lot to say
about,
right?
See, that's
like
finding a guy on Tinder and expecting him to be good.
That's, it's so Damn. True. It's like, this isn't Sorry. Like a cool pair of boots, dude. It's a property. But I see this fucking reel and I'm like, it's the most beautiful house. It's in my dream neighborhood. It's fucking gorgeous. It has everything I want. It has a movie theater. It has a pool. It has a beautiful giant master. It's like my color scheme. I'm imagining every single piece of these gray couches in it. Mm. Finally, like I'm like, yes, I love it so much that I set up an appointment. I'm like, I don't want anyone else to take an appointment. I'm flying there. I want to see this house immediately. I almost bought the damn house and just had Amari go look at it. Like, I was this set on this house. And I show up and first of all, the neighborhood it's advertised in, it's just like 25 minutes out of, essentially. I could have been driving like back to California in the location this ends up being in. It's like in the cutoff of like the end, one of the ends of Vegas. And I'm just like, okay. And I go in to tour the house and I show up. And this woman who seems like she would rather be anywhere else gets like, out of her car. She just seems pissed. I'm like, okay, whatever. And she opens the door for me into this house. And I walk in to a literal crack home. Like, it is just so, like, I've never, like, obviously all real estate photos are like, they use wide lenses and like, yada yada. Like, I understand like a little bit of scammetry. You're gonna turn the contrast up, turn the saturation up, turn the whatever up. Like, the tiles of this floor were put on with lash glue and fucking a dream. And
I knew
like,
it was gonna go a dream.
It's always a dream. I can't stop with that.
Did you see the reel?
No.
Because I was so curious. After she told the story on TikTok, I was like, please send me the reel because I need to see it. She only showed me on screen recording. She didn't send me the reel. I think it's because if she had sent it to me, I would have given her a hard time about it. But no, it was no. so obvious that this place was a dinky, dinky house.
No. So am I just dumb? And you know,
in my opinion, because I think it looks like it's taken on 0.5. Like,
I need to see
it. And it looks, you can see how low the ceilings are. Like, very clearly see how
all
low the
houses
are.
And like reels and videos, like even this house, like the videos I saw of it were like 0.5. Like, I know the like game. It was just more like in the reel, what is advertised as a movie theater is a basement that like has a ladder entrance, a ladder. Like, okay. And it's like they took the movie screen out. So it's just a basement. Like, don't make it a movie theater in the reel. Mention the ladder, maybe.
Right.
Like, they're like,
yeah, but you wait, have so to take a ladder.
Like, four of the rooms are like hot pink and green and purple. And
do
like,
you have pictures of the house or like videos of the house?
I have this reel. Let me turn the music off. People found it on TikTok, which just pissed me off. Okay, here's the reel.
Wait, it looks gorgeous.
Prime example here.
That looks nice.
No, that is not a low ceiling. That is not a low
you're right.
ceiling.
That
looks gorgeous.
You're right, but in that other photo, you showed me low ceilings.
No, same video. This is the only video.
I know, but
this kitchen island looks big, right? Like a
this
couple
looks
people.
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
Well, I think maybe I was watching it with what I already knew in mind.
Yeah.
Like this, like that looks like a movie room. I can't go back. I can't pause. I don't know how to use Instagram Reels. I'm not an Andrew Tate fan. Sorry. That was like.
Are there Andrew Tate fans?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. top boy. Top
okay
dog,
that's so
top
terrifying
G.
You know how many like, imagine walking
that
into a room
looks like
and not
a beautiful stunning gorgeous Gorgina home. Wait for the movie theater. Like, I'm imagining like setting up chairs there.
Yeah, I might have been watching it because I already knew
that
you
looks
said
like
it
a big
bad,
master
so I was seeing it that way already.
That looks like a big there were no closets. All of the closets in the house, like you'd slide the door open or open the door and just no shelves, no rods. Like, don't you think that should be like something We should, again, they had to have Paris filter, Facetune, Facetune video, like pussy stunt. Nikita Dragon edit a video style to make these floors not look like they were literally held together with like jet puff marshmallow.
What's that? Like, I don't see, like, how awful it can be in person if it looks like that in the video.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm so glad you went to look at it, though, because I'm so the type to, like, buy a house sight unseen and just, like, and just trust my gut. And one thing about me is my gut has never been right.
I just, like, I completely understand a bit of scammetry. 0.5, a Paris filter. Like, I actually, like, I want to, like, call her up and be like, how the fuck did you do that?
But right. It's kind of like some catfishing, CGI. like real life catfishing. It's like, what was your intention? Because she made this point. She's like, I was obviously going to go look at the house. Like, what did they think?
It's not a crop top. I'm not just going to like Amazon 2-day prime it. Like, I don't.
You can't return that.
That's like, I just don't understand why real estate agents like really try to make something look. I guess because maybe like they could set up the tour and someone could go and want a fixer upper. Like it just draws in more clients. Yeah, maybe it just
gets them in the door.
I guess I was just being an out of town client. I was a little
upset.
Yeah,
you would have liked to know those additional details.
You know, if it was in the valley, like I would have loved, you know, it's, but.
Before you fly to Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Girl, you know you were flying to Vegas regardless.
Abso-fucking-lutely. You're so right. I don't even know.
Damn.
I'm sorry you got scammed. I'm also a victim all the time of online propaganda.
But I'm happy that I went to Vegas this weekend because for the first time, one of my favorite insane bets finally worked.
Yay!
I have this one bet that I like to do and people at the table will literally scream like no at me. I've had dealers tell
what
me.
What is
like,
it? On poker?
Or no, on roulette. Like I've had so many dealers, even the previous weekend, be like, stop doing this. You're never going to win. It's so dumb. Where on the numbers, you can bet on all the numbers on roulette where you put $1,000 on one number and if it hits, they pay 1 to 36. You make $36,000. And I did it this time and I won. I turned $1,000 into $36,000. I fell to the floor. I bit my lip. I was bleeding on the Resorts World floor. It was the best moment of my life.
So exciting.
And it was my favorite dealer, Ikaika. I'm always talking about Ikaika. I love you. It was just the best moment of my life.
I love that. I'm so proud of you. What are you going to do with your $36,000?
So crazy.
We lost.
I'm kidding, but I am so excited for our show in Vegas. I like wish I could set up like a fun little like gamble with me after with like the people who come.
I'm so excited. We both have our hometown shows back to back,
which is sick as fuck. Like that's so
and then we come
special.
Back here and do it here.
Yeah, that's so exciting that we like end with our hometowns and then here. And I can't fucking believe we leave on a plane to Vermont tomorrow.
I was just thinking that. I know, and you know we have fucking suitcase.
Yeah. We have a layover.
I know,
and we have so much work to do tonight.
Yeah. And I'm
because we are terrified. Adding some last minute craziness to these shows. So when this comes out, if we are still coming to a city near you, not only would we love to meet you, but these shows, we always say it. You already know. We do just have some really fun stories and I'm excited. I'm hoping nothing as crazy as what happened last time on stage. I'm hoping everyone's phones are down. I'm praying for good, but I will be cautious, but still canceled and I'm excited.
No dancing lobsters this time though. I'm so sorry.
Don't be too sure.
I'm sure that'll be like an entire scandal a year from now where they say I like forced you to do it and I'm like something I'm
play
not.
Back someone the clips clip of that. Me yeah. of me literally jumping for joy when you broke the news. I stood up, bitch.
People keep telling me Gabby Hanna apologized to me today, but she didn't say my name, so I don't even know what I'm saying.
She didn't,
but like all the videos say like it felt like she did. I don't know. I think she really, like, the point of why I just said that, it wasn't just like, I'm like, that's not what I meant.
I didn't think that was what you meant.
It just sounded like I was, like, trying to suck my own dick or something weird. I don't know. The point of this is I watched Gabby Hanna's apology video today or when she uploaded it. It was apparently the 10-year anniversary of her first ever YouTube video.
Aww.
And she kind of just apologized to people she's collaborated with, worked with, that she had a big scandal with Joey Graceffa and Escape the Night on YouTube Red where like they said it like she wasn't a pleasure to be on set. She kind of apologized to everyone for that. She apologized for kind of talking about people's stories without permission. Essentially, that's where like people think it's about me because yeah. She kind of, I don't know, whatever. She apologized for a bunch of stuff and she seemed really like peaceful, grown and together in the video. Uh-huh. And I've been obsessed with the sound recently. Like there's fucking babies on the fucking street. I can't stop saying it. Like, what does she say? I need some fucking sleep.
God, I wish I could sleep.
God, that's been me all week. Like, God, I wish I could fucking sleep. Like just, I've been so exhausted. It's been my like vocal stim of the week.
Okay.
And I keep using it on TikTok and I really want to have Gabby Hanna on Canceled. I would love to hear about
I think she'd be very interesting. And I honestly think she could have, like, she would have, like, a lot to offer, like, actually in a serious way.
I agree. I think it would, like, be a really cool episode to just hear about everything she's been through. And
yeah, she's got a story.
Yeah.
She does. I was a big Gabby Hanna fan.
Me too. Absolutely. And I'm honestly, I just feel like she seems so happy. So it's
good for
sick
her.
And
I'm happy for her.
Me too. We could talk about Kendrick's Super Bowl, Lana Del Rey with the alligator guy. I don't know if you guys know the lore about All Dogs Go to Heaven, the movie. It has had me in stitches.
What?
Wait, is that a Suicide Boys thing?
No.
Oh. But wait, like, but they have a song called All Dogs Go to Heaven. I guess that's like,
it's just a play on. Is it?
It used to be when I was little.
Okay, then I am going to, like, I do want to tell you this. I have cried about this like 7 times in the past. Like, and I've never seen the movie.
Here we go.
Like, All Dogs Go to Heaven came out late 90s. Mm-hmm. It's an older movie. And it's like a kid's cartoon that is apparently about, it's probably to teach younger kids about, like, when their dogs die. And, like, it's kind of a, people say it's a sad movie, right?
Yeah.
You've seen it. Would you like to give me any additional lore?
Not in years. I just remember, like, the German Shepherd's name is Charlie.
Okay, so the little girl who voiced the girl on All Dogs Go to Heaven, she was just, like, a little, like, 5 or 6-year-old girl. And I forget what else she voiced. She also did A Land Before Time, like, one of the dinosaurs.
She voiced
one of them, right? And she was, like, a 5 or 6-year-old girl. Her name was Judith Barcy. And look how cute she was, too. Look, she's such a little chicken, right? And she gets, like, not famous, but, like, some notoriety for voicing these characters, Land Before Time. She becomes kind of successful. She's making some money from it, whatever. Her dad murders her.
What?
In, like, before All Dogs Go to Heaven came out. Like, she had just finished. She had just finished doing all of the, like, voice recording as the little girl for the movie. And so then the guy, hold on 1 second. Let me find it for you right now. I know. And it, like, comes out that, like, people have come to the conclusion that the dad murdered her out of, like, jealousy. Like, straight up. Like, it's, like, fucked up.
What?
Right? So then the guy's voice is Burt Reynolds. And come to find out that the final scene of All Dogs Go to Heaven is obviously her saying, like, goodbye to the dog before he goes to heaven. But the guy, Burt Reynolds, who voiced the dog, hadn't finished voicing that scene yet.
When he found
after
out.
She died. So he ended up improvising the ending scene because it's her saying goodbye. Watch this ending scene now knowing that. Now knowing that. No, you're going to actually lose your shit.
I come to say goodbye.
Where are you going?
And, like, he had to...
Sound a little trip.
Oh, Charlie, I'll miss you.
Yeah, I'll miss you too, Squeaker.
Like, it's completely improvised.
Charlie, will I ever see you again?
Oh, hell no.
Sure you can. You know, goodbye is not forever.
Then, goodbye, Charlie.
Get that shit out of my fucking face.
And I don't know what type of mental illness it is, but I can't stop researching more details and watching this video over and over again and crying.
That is so horrible.
This honestly feels so good because I haven't cried in so long. Because...
Oh, because you got off your Lexapro.
This hasn't happened to me in so long.
Oh my God, Paige.
Wow. I wish I could say this. It's so opposite because I barely welled up and you know who I am.
Oh yeah, you're
an
immediate.
Stable.
Roles are reversing around you. I don't know what's going on.
I know.
That is
so
fucking I'm really happy for you holding
horrible.
His dick while he pees and crying and shit. Dude, I'm
wait,
really
so
happy
can you,
for you, Medicaid.
Really quickly, I do want to circle back to that.
Okay, yep. I'm here.
I've done it, but, like, what was the context?
Are we all the way back to holding?
Yeah,
your
I just wanted to.
Okay, rest in peace, Judith Barcy.
Oh, wait, yeah, sorry. Fuck.
Wait, Red, that is such a fucking horrible.
Isn't
story.
Isn't that just crazy?
So
like
terrifying.
Now I need to watch the movie knowing that. But
oh
I just
my
cancel.
God, I'll watch it with you. That used to be my favorite when I was little. Anyway, I don't know. I was just drunk one time, and I was like, "Can I hold it while you pee?" And he's like, "Yeah, sure." And
have we talked about this before? Maybe
I don't know.
Why is this like? I don't even know.
Maybe, but like. So, like, that's how it started, like, the last time I hung out
with
him. I just
like to know that I'm allowed to do things.
Oh, for sure. But I ask him, like, I just do unhinged stuff with him all the time. Like, I asked how much money it would take for him to fuck Sonic the Hedgehog.
What did he say?
He said, well, do people know, like, is Sonic real? I said, yeah, he's real. And he's like, I don't know, like, 2 vodka crayons.
I can't, I'm sorry. I ruined my own mood over
oh,
here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't think we were sensitive enough to your topic. No, because why the fuck am I crying about All Dogs Go to... I've never seen the movie, dude. Just,
like, you don't have to see the movie to identify with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really sad.
Stop, y'all.
We're like on a fucking roller coaster. But the last time I hung out with him, when I relapsed... Mm-hmm. I had him pee through my hands, and I was holding my hands like a heart.
Wait, what, were your arms around his hips or something?
No, I was like standing off to the side. So he's standing, I'm standing.
And then she sent a photo to the group chat.
Like a basketball
No, like a heart. He was peeing through the middle.
It always blows my mind when someone does some shit I've never done. I feel like now I have to make Makoa pee through my hands, but I'm tired. My pussy's tired. It's out of office.
Your pussy's broken. What happened? Oh, you're telling us on the Patreon?
I think I have to, because it's just like graphic. I'm going to use a lot of medical terms.
Okay.
I think so? I just like burst a pussy vein or something.
A pussy vessel?
Yeah.
The pussy is a vessel.
Do you have veins in your like...
Yeah. Well, you have like nerve endings and like...
But like, can you like fuck one up?
Yeah, of course.
Do you know your clit's like actually huge?
Imagine you're just talking to me. But what do you mean your clit's actually huge?
Like internally, it's huge.
Yeah, it's like an iceberg.
It is. It's like not. You can only see the tip. Literally.
No.
And the rest is like all underground.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Contrary to popular belief, I did take anatomy and physiology.
Oh my God.
And it looks like a wishbone.
Mm. That's hot.
Mm-hmm. So maybe you snapped your wishbone. You made
a
wish.
I want
really, for it back.
Really quickly before we end the episode, I'm doing a social experiment. I just want somebody to comment below if you've ever had a positive experience with an IUD, because I've never heard one ever before. I've only heard horrible negative experiences.
Wait, I want to get one too. I was just thinking about this last night.
Yeah, well, I'm just like, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I don't think I would ever even consider it because I've heard so many horror stories about it. But like, has anybody had a good IUD experience?
I do hear about a lot of pain, but I would love just like a little fucking Venus flytrap up there catching these potential Plan B one steps. You know, like it would be nice to not... Pop yeah.
Do you
not,
you don't track your period at all?
I literally downloaded the Flow app like 3 days ago because I'm sick of this. Go ahead. I know. What? This is why I downloaded.
You know, I got a text from Tana like 2 nights ago at 11:50 p.m. And she goes, when did I bleed last? I said, girl, I don't have your uterus. I don't know.
I was really just grasping for straws.
The key is always to go through your camera roll and it's like, was I there? Was I bleeding at that time?
Mm. I did that for 3.5 hours before I texted you. I could not find one photo where I was confidently. That makes me feel so seen that other people do that, because that's how I track my period, like just through my camera.
I do use the app. The people say that you're not supposed to do that for some reason, but it's like, I don't really care about people stealing my data.
Oh yeah, period data?
No, like, oh, you know what I'm doing. Oh no, you know when I'm ovulating.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
no.
Like, who cares?
It's that shit is so funny to me because people are like, oh my gosh, the government is like taking our data off TikTok. What the hell do they want to do with me? Take it. I don't care. I don't think
anyone's really looking in on me like that.
At all. You wouldn't find
Although
much
you'd
weird
be surprised.
Shit.
Did you see that what I got in my email?
I did. Yeah. That was crazy.
I feel like the Avatar shit really is my ceiling. Like, you're not gonna find much weirder shit in my shit. You know,
well, like they're history. Selling my data. Yeah. Okay.
Like last Google search was the moon landing real. Like take the
Do
phone
you guys
away.
Use
Give
a
me
private
a razor.
Browser or no?
Do yeah. I what?
I use a private browser.
Yes. Only for, yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Oh. But only because.
Only
because of porn. What? Like yeah. I never, like if she ever opened my phone and like, oh, I'd kill myself.
Really?
I'm like, I wouldn't even weird be- porn. Just the idea of you being like, damn, she was just watching porn weirds me out.
She was just jacking it.
Yeah.
I would be so unfazed at this point.
Off.
Oh, you were just whacking it.
That too.
Yeah, it's all bad.
Yeah,
it's
I don't need anything.
I can't believe this
you.
Is my first time going on tour without Makoa. Like, and now I have to like whack it like the rest of y'all.
What do you think? We're just whacking it on the bus?
No, I have to.
We don't have a private bedroom.
Yeah, no, doors. In the room? So, no, Brooke, you would literally be like, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Like, I'm going to go whack it.
Oh, yeah, in the rooms for sure. Oh,
that's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Are you kidding? That's why I'm in one chance. I'm like, this is my time to shine. One time I postmated a vibrator, and the woman who delivered it was a traditional Amish lady, Erin. I think she was Amish. She was a traditional something. Like maybe she was like Southern Baptist or Lutheran or something.
Yeah.
One of those.
Yeah.
No, she was like, she was dressed in like traditional
Like she attire. Had robes.
Yeah.
Did you try to put her on? I'd be like, y'all got this shit.
No,
over there?
But I was so humiliated, and it was like I'm pretty sure I had medication, so I had to like sign for something. I couldn't just have her leave it at my door. It was humiliating.
Dayquil and or like Sudafed and a vibrator is a crazy.
That's
snack
the most Schofield snack like, pack. Yeah,
a Red Bull and a vibrator.
We probably like should be done. Like we have so much else to do. It's like crazy, but. And all my other topics, like I seriously was going to just ask y'all if you think the moon landing was real. So I feel like we should go over to Patreon. We're going to review some VMA's outfits. And I'm so excited to do it over there because
on the podcast, sometimes we have to tell some fibs.
Well, with
not
reviewing,
fibs, but I have to withhold some of my
dilute
opinions.
Dilute a little.
For fear of being.
With reviewing fashion in the past, I've gotten in trouble where it's like, here I am in my pickleball crew neck saying a well-loved celebrity looks like shit on a carpet I could never attend. But on the Patreon, it feels like a little more of a safe space to give my honest opinion.
I for sure agree with that.
And I also do want to talk to you guys about what's going on with my anatomy, but I need to use graphic words and tell you how I broke it. So,
okay.
That's it.
Woohoo.
They're killing babies in the street. They're eating dogs.
They're
and
eating
cats
the cats and the dogs
in Springfield.
They're doing transgender surgery on illegal aliens.
Phantom
and they're
limbs.
Aborting 2-year-old children.
2024 is fucking weird, dude.
Yeah,
weird as all get out. Is it only gonna get worse and more dystopian and weird?
For sure.
As we age.
God, I hope. You know what I was thinking? Sorry, we're off topic.
Let's, no, I want to know.
Just imagine, like, I wish so badly. I was, like, driving down the street in LA. And you do ever watch movies, like, old times in LA? And it's, like, you see the streets that we go on every day. I would love nothing more than, like, to be able to press a button and fast forward 30 years on the streets that we're driving right now and see what's there, what's gone, what it looks cars are on the road.
I've never had that thought about going forward. I, like, romanticize.
Like, do you
like,
think they predicted a cyber truck even 10 years ago?
That all.
I saw a fucking tweet the other day that was like, I was trying to explain to someone the other day why I have such a disdain for Cybertrucks. I'm sure you guys do as well.
Ugliest fucking.
But I saw
ever.
A tweet that just said, I want to see all Burning Man attendees in a Venn diagram with all Cybertruck owners and see the crossover. And I realized that like perfectly explains how I feel.
The circles would just overlap.
Yeah, that's just one circle.
Yeah, it's just a circle.
It's literally a circle. And that's how I feel about cyber trucks, which sucks because they're kind of cool. They're like bulletproof and shit.
The only person who can do it is Trisha Paytas.
Did she get a cyber truck?
I think she wanted one.
Or like Paris Hilton and it's holographic. Like I would eat that
or
up.
Or like JoJo Siwa and there's just a ponytail on the back.
Bye guys.
Just a bow.
We love you.
Bye guys. Love you. Thank you for having me back.
Hey.